Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Is it really September 1st? Is it really flipping September flipping 1st? Holy moly! Sam Crowley, your host, the crash test dummy for all entrepreneurial crazy things that I'll try. You know, it's wild. I got a question I'm going to answer, by the way, from Instagram. Question that came in from Instagram, and I think that is awesome. It is from, let's see, Steph Burke 27. Am I reading that right? Steph Burke 27. Thank you for the question. I'm going to get into that because it's going to be what we're going to talk about on today's show. Having a conversations with my daughters who truly do not appreciate my greatness. And my daughter, I was trying to tell her, hey, you got to focus. You know, I'm a 15-year-old. I keep telling you, you got to focus. You know, you're 2 years away. You're a sophomore now. You're going in, you're 18. You don't need to go to college. You do not need to go to college. You don't need to borrow 150 grand in student loans to, go find yourself, you know. Pay me 50 grand and I'll help you go find yourself. But I said, hey, you got to make some decisions. She's like, Dad, are you seriously telling me that I need to be focused? Aren't you the one that's always trying all these different things? I mean, you are never, I said, hey, hold on a minute, honey. Number one, I'm your father. So treat me with a little bit of respect. Okay. All right. Then number two, I haven't cashed a check from the man in 10 years. Okay. I'm an entrepreneur. There is a big umbrella under which I work. It's called entrepreneurship. Now, what I choose to do underneath that umbrella, yeah, I'm going to try a lot of different things. You know why? Because I'm free. Yes, I was never free. I always had to really do what everybody else wanted me to do. So listen to me, young lady, as I give my daughter the words of wisdom, and she's rolling her eyes, wondering when can I hit the eject button from this conversation, and I wouldn't allow her to, my hostage there, while I explain to her that you can be an entrepreneur and try a bunch of different things because you're free. I said, you've never wanted for anything. Okay. So I went into the whole food, clothing, shelter I've provided for you and went into all the great things I've done. But in all actuality, she's right. I've tried a lot of different things over the last 10 years. Most of them didn't work. Some of them worked amazingly. And you only need one thing. You only need one thing to really get hot, work. And, you know, you do that over and over and over again. Whatever that is for me, it's speaking, podcasting. And that's it. Coaching. I love coaching people one-on-one and in a group setting. And yeah, man. So that's the conversation I had. So I thought it was interesting through the lens of my daughter because none of my kids remember me ever having a job. Like none of them can go back to a time when they remember dad left for work and said, okay, kids, I'll see you later. And then came home at 7 at night. Oh, what's for dinner? Leftovers because I didn't make it home in time. No, I've been to all the dance recitals. I've been to the plays and the concerts and the lacrosse games and all that good stuff. So anyway, that felt good to get off my chest because you're listening to me, right? I mean, you're feeling it. You're feeling me, okay? That's what being an entrepreneur is all about. And I do view myself as your personal crash test dummy. Somebody can get out there, just experiment on a bunch of different stuff and report back to you on what works and what doesn't work and have a lot of fun doing it. Am I perfect? Yeah, let's get to the next one. Okay. On Instagram, by the way, if you want to hit me up with a question, Twitter, at Sam Crowley is the best way because I'm a Twitteraholic. I just am. I'm always on Twitter. Love it. Always getting in political and otherwise arguments back and forth. Hit me up after 8 at night on Twitter, and I love it, man. I'm Trump, Hillary, all that good stuff. But I also tweet a lot of motivational, personal development, business tips and tricks, at least the way I view it, you know. This one came in via Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. Every day is Saturday. And Steph Burke, 27, says, hi, Sam. I started listening to your podcast about a month ago, and I've recommended it to everyone, all caps. I've been listening to all your podcasts from months previous, and I love your message. From what I've gathered, you quit your job. went bankrupt, then worked for 18 more months. If I remember correctly, you said you lacked vision during that time. How did you fix that? How do you find your vision? With the little glasses emoji. Man, it's got it all working. Thank you. That's an amazing question. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think that's a great question. First of all, you hit a nail on the head. You were very astute. You said you remembered me quitting my job, and then I went bankrupt. That's true. And then I went back to work for 18 more months. That's true. Sitting in a cubicle, making 40% of what I did. But here's the wild thing. I'll get to the how I found my vision thing in a second. You don't mind if I kind of lay this out. Just give me like 30 more seconds. Here's the wild thing. I made 60 grand 9 months later in the month of June of 2007. No, 2006. 2006. 60 grand in a month. And that, look, I was in a job making, the base salary was 40,000, but they paid commission plus bonus. And so I was selling Yellow Pages and advertising online here, Cincinnati Bell Yellow Pages, CincinnatiBell.com, all that good stuff. I was actually running the show in charge of $90 million of the revenue here in Cincinnati. Had a team of maybe 80 people. Quit. Said, see you later. They said, "You, what are you doing quitting? You're running the largest division. Plus, you're an idiot. You only got like 20 college credits, most gym and health class. What are you smoking? Just want to be a dad." Nobody got it. I didn't really have a vision, as I just talked about. And the astute podcast listener noticed. So I went broke. And that's what happens. What happens? I mean, what's the old saying? The old saying is from the Bible, but I know not everybody's a Christian, but those without a vision will perish, right? And so I did. I perished. And so I came back. I was like Lazarus. Big biblical teaching now, folks. I had the vision. I lacked the vision. I perished. I rose from the dead. I was Lazarus, okay? I don't even know if I got that right. God, I really got to stay in my lane. I start preaching from the Bible. I got to learn to stay in my lane. But I'm the imperfect Christian. You know, I used to have a podcast. If you listen to this show, if you go back, you'll find it on my website. In January of 2014, I started the Everyday Saturday Spiritual Podcast every Sunday. And then I had my buddy Shane Harden from Branches Church, the pastor, drilled him with a bunch of questions about heaven and hell and sin and salvation and forgiveness. Great shows on Sundays. So go back to from January till maybe around June of 2014. Those were great Everyday Saturday Spiritual Podcasts. So anyway, when I got my vision, that 60 grand a month, how did I do that? I took the system and I completely exploited it. How did I exploit it? They're paying bonuses on certain items that we would sell. They put more weight. For example, they wanted more internet revenue to come in. So what did I do? Moved all my customers from Yellow Page ads over to the internet platform. Got paid double on the internet. Didn't give a crap what I lost on the print because who the hell uses Yellow Page? And this isn't because I have a bad taste in my mouth or have any ill will, but I honestly have not opened up a phone book, like literally the Yellow Pages, in 10 years. And I don't know anybody that has. And I don't even know why you would. You got a smartphone. You just look it up. So yeah, it was so easy to rig the system, kind of just play it. Just play the system. You have a job. You have a job. And do they put more weight? Because you got the dopey supervisors that go to the conferences. They come back and they're like, I've seen the light. I've seen the light, man. We're gonna do this now. I've got some KPIs, key performance indexes. Oh, man, I remember all the lingo. Codify, I remember that word was used. Paradigm, all this good stuff. And nobody knew what it meant, but they were all excited about it. You know what I mean? We're going to codify that paradigm and get our KPIs in line. And at the end of the day, we're going to... I'm like, I don't even know what... You don't even know what that means. None of it makes sense. But hey, you yell it loud enough with enough excitement, you can get your knickers in an uproar, you know? And everybody starts drinking a Kool-Aid, and voila, you're making bonuses. Well, I didn't care about what they said. I just say, hey, what are you paying more on, this or that? You tell me, A or B. Oh, you're paying more on A? Then I'm going to sell more of A, and then I'm going to sell less of B. So I did that, and whoa, wow, holy cow, a lot of commission, a lot of bonus came in, 60 grand I made, and less taxes and what I contributed to my 401k. I think I took home 40 grand in June of 2006, and I was like, but I'm supposed to be broke. I'm supposed to be bankrupt. They wanted me, I say they, the man, I just always played against the man. It was me and the man, me against the man, me against the machine. And this is so awesome because if you're in a job right now, don't quit. Have fun. Play it, man. Now, work part-time on your dream, whatever it is you want to build on the side. I don't care what it is. You can cooking or gardening or whatever it is you want to do. Doesn't matter. There's a billion different ideas you can go out and monetize today, okay? But have fun at work, man. Have fun with people. People are fun. Most of them are miserable. There's only about 10 miserable people, but they just happen to move around a lot. You'll see them every day, okay? And most people are dead at the age of 25. You know that. Just takes 50 years to bury them. All right, got that too. But have some fun. And if you're anywhere near a sales job, play that system. Play the boss. Oh, you look good today, ma'am. Oh, you look good today, sir. Oh, is that a new tie, a new dress? Oh, I love that idea. I came up with the KPI, the paradigm, the codify, the blah, 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 da, 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 da. That's all great. You're amazing. Can I have more leads? And just play it. Play it. And play them. Play them. It's like use your own aggression against them. You know, it's like that, whatever jujitsu is or whatever that martial art. And here I go, I got to stay in my lane. I'm going out to martial arts now. Don't know anything about it. If I tried to do a leg kick right now, I'd throw my groin out. But I'm just saying, I don't know anything about martial arts. Whatever that is, that you use other person's aggression against themselves, that's what I'm talking about. Play it. And I got my vision. When you're broke, your vision becomes more clear. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? That didn't even make any sense. You'd think you'd be stressed out, bills to pay, divorce happening. No. This sounds so stupid. It sounds so counterintuitive. You just gotta follow with me, all right? I wanted to be bankrupt. I didn't want to go through the process of bankruptcy, but I wanted the slate wiped clean so I could now focus. That's the craziest damn thing you ever heard. Like, I remember saying to myself, dear Lord, because I went through all these different bankruptcy hearings. You got to go through hearing upon hearing upon, and I got 40 rental units, and I got the Quiznos, and I was an employee, and I was doing some MLM thing, and I got all these plates in the air. And I remember the trustee had to keep having meetings for me, bringing back, and of course, of all the, no creditors ever show up. Well, I had the guy that I owed money to, the Quiznos, and then I had credit card. I mean, they all showed up at my hearing, you know, and they're drilling me. I had a house that I sold on a land contract here locally, didn't take any money down, and it was a 30-year land contract. And the lawyer's like, who does this? Because they couldn't get to any of my assets. And there was an aha moment, too, and it came when they're like, hey, we found 150 grand a year. And my attorney pulled me into the I talked about this in my book, Every Day is Saturday. By the way, you can buy it on Amazon, along with my other book, One More Breath. Just search Sam Crowley on Amazon. And I remember the attorney pulling me into the kitchen of the trustee. It was like the break room there. Hey, we got to come clean. There's something they found. I'm like, what'd they find? I got nothing left. They found 150 grand of your money. I'm like, why the hell did they find 100? Where is it? Can I have some? He's like, look. And it was a questionnaire that I filled out when I bought the Quiznos. It says, give us all your assets. And 150 grand of that was my 401k. Well, your 401k is protected by bankruptcy law, as long as it's legit. And of course, mine was through AT&T, so it was definitely legit. I go, that's my 401k. Oh, and you could just see the air come out when we went back in the room with the lawyer and the trustee and the creditor. They're like, yeah, that's his 401k. They're like, oh, God, this guy can't touch him. And I just wanted to lose everything so I could focus now on Every Day is Saturday. So how, though? How do you get the vision? That's the question that came in today. That's the one I'm answering. And you get the vision when you clear everything out of your mind and you no longer live for other people. So 14 minutes into this show, this is the point. This is what I want you to latch on to. When you lend significance to your life based on what other people think about you, and that typically happens in a job because you get your review and your performance bonus and all that, and that's all I had ever known ever since I was 13 years old when I had a paper route. You know, performance bonuses and everything was tied to what other people thought of my performance. When you're an entrepreneur and you're just creating, remember, it's way better to create than it is to maintain. When you're creating and you're excited, and you're delivering value, there is nobody else to please. The only person you got to be better than is the one that you were yesterday. Does that make sense? So yesterday, I was broke. Not broken. Big difference. I was broke, but not broken. And I knew I should have went this damn speaker route before I did the stupid Quiznos deal, but I was just in so much pain. And I didn't have a vision. I was just confused, and I just wanted out of a job. but I was running away from something. I wasn't running towards my dream. See, when you run away from something, if you're running backwards, you can't pedal very fast going backwards. But if you're sprinting forward, you can run a hell of a lot faster. So that's what I did. I started running forward, and I stopped thinking and allowing other people's opinions of me to matter so much that it would derail me from what it is I want to do. Does that make sense? That was my problem. Now, that may or may not be your issue if you're lacking vision right now, but I got crystal clear because you can't get more humility, more humble, more humiliated than losing everything in front of everyone. It's like getting stripped of everything while everybody else is watching and then going back and working for everybody who used to work for you. So for me, I needed a big old slice of humble pie. I was an arrogant ass who chased the beer, loved golf, had a high opinion of myself. It's okay to be confident. I still have confidence. I believe I'm the best at what I do right now. Speaker, trainer, seminar leader. I believe that. But I'm not a jerk about it because here's the difference. If it doesn't resonate with you, I'm totally cool with that. Before, when I was at a job, I would try to beat the fish into the boat. What do you mean? You don't like this? You don't like me? Why don't you like me? I got all caught up in majoring in minor things. So here's my advice. You want clear vision? Don't look to other people for your significance, okay? Happiness is going to be derived because you're in a creative state, not a maintaining state, and you believe that what you're doing matters. I never believed making a damn sub mattered. Whether I made a sub or not doesn't matter. I do this podcast every day. I immediately get emails, sam@everydayisaturday.com, by the way, if you want to email me, .com, sam@everydayisaturday.com. Let me know you're listening to the show. I get hit up on Twitter, obviously Instagram. This is where SteffBurke27, the question came in from today. And so that tells me there's significance out there. And I'm cool with that. You know, even if I got no messages back, I would still do this because it's inside of me. Get what's inside of you out. Don't allow other people's opinion of you to define whether or not you're going to continue to do that. Because if you really want to do this and you feel like this is in your DNA, I mean, really feel it, then go do it, man. And you will have a very clear vision. I lacked that vision because I settled. And when you settle, when you settle and do something that's not your A plan, it might be your B, your C, or your D plan. I mean, long term, we all might have to settle temporarily like I did in a job, but I made it fun again. I hadn't had that much fun in 15 years in a job, and everybody hated it and hated me because you're not supposed to have fun and make that much money. Hey, I'm having fun making 60 grand a month. Don't settle because you're only going to get one time around. And look, the present is an illusion. Time is just an illusion. I talk about that all the time. Understand right now. Don't put a deadline on what it is, you know, that this needs to happen by 5 o'clock or by, you know, it's September 1st, by October 1st. You just keep doing what it is that you're doing and you try to be better than the person that you were yesterday and don't allow anybody to determine your significance. And I'm telling you, you're going to have that vision. I really believe that. Great question. Keep them coming. Hit me up on Twitter @SamCrowley. Email me sam@everydaysaturday.com and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use #EveryDayIsSaturday.